Hey Potters, welcome to episode 301 for Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay.
Yay.
We have so many episodes now that it takes me more time to say the episode number now. Because it wasn't like episode 50, episode 85. It's like, no, we're now in the hundreds.
We're in the 300s. We've been in the hundreds for a very long time when you think about it.
Yes. Yes. But generally speaking, if you're in the 100s, you can just say like 101, 131, because with the one.
Yeah.
But when you're in the 300s, it's like, how many people say 305, 307? No, they're 300. You have to say 300.
It also sounds like it's so much more important when you say it as 300 versus 301. 301 sounds like a room number.
That is true. But you are in the cosplay room. For those who are watching this show, welcome.
Welcome. I'm sorry in advance that the episode is going to be a little sad, but hopefully we impart very important information onto everyone.
Yes, we will do our best to help alleviate some of the sad, at least.
Yes.
All right. So first things first, cosplay updates. I do not have any this week because I have just not been in a mental place to work on cosplay in the last month. So hopefully my mojo will come back. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, I'm hoping mine will too, because I've had some change of life circumstances lately, and that's going to give me some time to actually start working on cosplay again. So I'm very hopeful that that's going to happen. But I did want to share one thing, because I went to Johann's twice over the last week, one for card crafting supplies, and then the other was because a friend of mine said that interfacing was 50% off, and I was like, ooh, I can use up the rest of my gift card. So I went to go get interfacing. And while I was there, I just happened to notice that the Yaya Han fabric was 25% off. So I was like, let me just scope it out and see what was there. They didn't have the tarot card fabric, but they did have the spider lily fabric. And I want to show you guys how pretty this is. Look at this. Look how pretty. It's prettier in person than it was on camera. It's gorgeous. So I'm glad that I got a yard of this. I will make a shirt out of it. And because the whole thing is polyester, I will be lining it with silk so it doesn't irritate the crap out of my skin. Yeah, that's pretty much all that I've been doing lately, was just going to Joann, use up my gift card before things happened. And I happened to pick this up along the way. So it was very cool and very worth it. I will say the other thing too, I was very surprised by, because of the kind of fabric that this is, it's a brocade. You know that this stuff frays like crazy. It's actually been very good about not fraying. I'm still going to serge the edges before I throw this into the wash and get this clean. But it's been pretty good about, you know, staying together. So I'm kind of surprised by that too. But, you know, cosplay fabrics is pretty good quality all around. So I don't mind it. There's my cosplay updates. I got nothing other than to show off pretty fabric.
Although you did probably unknowingly give us a very good segue into today's topic.
That it was unintentional. It just kind of happened that way. And I don't know. Oh, man. I don't know where to start other than I should probably just give a rundown of events. So we're going to talk about Joann.
So the general gist of what has been going on in the last, I'd say, 6 weeks or so, if you haven't seen it in the news, and we mentioned it in one of our after sessions on the show, is that Joann's has unfortunately filed bankruptcy for a second time, and they have been looking for prospective buyers for the store. Mm-hmm. And currently, as far as we know, all of the buyers that have expressed interest to the point of actually like saying, I'm going to bid on this, and not just, I'm interested. Like the people who actually want to be involved are all liquidators, mm-hmm. which means basically Joann's would be going away as a store chain. It doesn't necessarily mean that all the stuff they sell is going away, but just Joann's as an entity would go away. And so that's just kind of the TLDR up to this point. So please proceed.
Yeah. And the reason we're talking about it today in particular is that a lot of things happened and were approved this week that is going to set some more stuff into motion. So the information that we have is current as of today's recording date, which is Saturday, February 15th, 2025. Some things may shift between now and in the future. So I thought it was important, like, okay, let me get the date out so everybody knows what the heck is up and when and where and when stuff shifts. So first things first is on Wednesday, February 12th, Joanne filed a request with the court to issue an immediate going out of business for over 500 locations around the United States. And that's 66% of their stores. It's a heck of a lot of stores.
Yeah. They've got roughly 800-ish stores.
Yeah. Once all is said and done with the 500 plus locations, they'll have 300 and some change left over that would still be open. If you notice in the notes, I do have a link to The Hill, which has a full list of all the stores that are potentially being closed. And then also on Reddit, there is a user who has a great interactive map that highlights the affected locations and then which ones would still remain open. So this request did end up getting approved on Friday, February 14th, and it began today, Saturday, February 15th, at all of those locations. Funny enough, the judge also ruled that the current lender who is working with Joanne on consulting of the sale says they need to step back because they are also affiliated with the Starking horse bidder, Gordon Brothers, which that's kind of a conflict of interest. Just, you know, something interesting to point out there. And then I did also post a link in the show notes that according to the Craft Industry Alliance, the deadline for the bidders is Tuesday, February 18th, which literally is right around the corner. And as Amber mentioned, that pretty much only liquidation companies have expressed interest. So a chance of a buyer who wants to come in and save the business and turn it around is probably unlikely at this point, which is really, really, really unfortunate. Some additional information I also wanted to share. This was posted on the Joanne Fabric Reddit by a team member, and it has been confirmed by numerous employees that a one-pager notice was sent out to the stores on February 12th. And it basically gives an overview of how to address customer questions about the closures, where to send customers for follow-up, what to do for online orders, and gift cards. Gift cards will be accepted for the next 13 days at all the affected locations until February 28th, which is a Friday. After that, no more.
So basically to the end of the month.
Almost to the end of the month. Use your gift cards now. Use your gift cards now. Use your gift cards now, because those are the first things to be removed from the fold whenever they're trying to close stores and liquidate. Also, if you notice on their website, they are no longer selling gift cards and they're no longer accepting gift cards. I actually went ahead to their site just to search and see if it was still available. It takes you immediately back to their homepage. So they're already on top of it. And then as of today, the liquidation sale information, it's 20% off most items. Threads and zippers are 40% off. There is mixed messages about the pricing on last chance items, but it's safe to assume that everything might be back up to full price. There's no price matching. And the sales are a little confusing too, because they're also running concurrently with the President's Day sale. What's interesting is the stores that are closing are not following the President's Day sales anymore, because actually those are deeper discounts, oddly enough. For example, if you go to one of the closing stores, the interfacing sale is 25% off, whereas I got it at 50% off. So kind of keep that in mind. And then as far as military and educator discounts, I could not find any information on that. It's possible that they're not going to accept those now that those stores are closing, but you'll need to check with the store just to be sure.
And likewise with your Joanne's coupons.
Yeah.
They may or may not still be accepting those either, like the ones that you would get in the app or in the flyer.
Or like on your receipt.
Honor those. Right. They may or may not honor those at the closing stores.
Yeah. So just,
so
kind
just
of
keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. It may just be whatever is on the sign, whatever is on the sticker price, and they're not going to accept anything else, because at this point, they're just trying to get rid of things. They're going out of business in those locations. I think the big takeaway before we jump into anything else is no one wants to see this many locations close. And knowing that Joanne may be going out of business is going to be a really big loss, because there are thousands of employees that are going to be losing their jobs. And just ask that you please be kind, be patient with them, be considerate of them. They're shouldering a lot of responsibility and they have a lot of stress, not just with the store closing, but knowing that they now have to look for new work.
And they're probably very understaffed.
Yes.
As well for the volume of things they're having to take care of, since they're having to basically like try and get rid of all the merch, and they're still receiving merch that was previously ordered as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're very busy still. And it's probably not you that is you know, making them stressed, unless, of course, you aren't kind to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, remember the human.
Please remember the human. It's super important. So, with all of this in mind, what do crafters do if Joanne was their primary resource? And I think a good place to start is the gift cards, just to kind of circle back to it and also reinforce, please use your gift card immediately. How do people use their gift cards if you don't have a project coming up right now? What can you use your gift card on in the next 2 weeks? And my immediate thought was get your staples, your white and black thread, your paint brushes, you know, like the three paint colors you use all the time, interfacing, zippers, buttons, glue, and hot glue sticks. Get the things you know you use a lot of and just go ahead and stock up on it. So that way you get your gift card out of the way and move on. Don't assume that the fabric and the trim that you like to use is going to be there, because they may not be restocking it at some locations. They're just trying to clear out whatever is there and whatever is in their back room.
Or they may not have enough. Mm-hmm. So if they do have your favorite, maybe they only have 3 yards left.
Right. Instead of the 5 or 10 or how much you want.
Yeah. Also, when you're choosing those items for your staples, the more non-perishable that you can get, in other words, if they're items that don't go bad or won't dry out,
mm-hmm.
it's actually better for you. So things like zippers, things like thread that don't go bad, those are better than having to get like open jars of paint that might dry out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really the only things that I could think of is like, what can you use your gift card on? And that's exactly why I went to get interfacing. I was like, that's something I use a lot of and it will last me for a little bit if I just get 5 yards mm-hmm. of each. So that's what I did.
The other thing to consider, I think, is if you have any Joanne-specific items that you like to purchase. So they have certain brands underneath them, like mm-hmm. Ditto is one of their brands, Park Lane is one of their brands, Big Twist is one of their brands. And we don't know the fate of those brands right now, because they'll be spun off to see if anybody wants to buy them from Joanne. But if nobody buys them, then those items will basically be discontinued. So if you have favorite items that are only made by those brands that are owned by Joanne, I would definitely focus on those just in the case that they aren't made anymore, especially mm-hmm. if you have a project that you're either in the middle of or that you're planning in the very near future to start.
It's a good time to stock up. I know it may seem a little mm-hmm. wasteful and it may be difficult if you don't have a whole lot of room available, but try if you can. Because at this point, we just don't know what the fate of the other locations is going to be. And at this point, it's safer to assume that there's not going to be anyone else bidding on it other than a liquidator.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. So where can cosplayers go for materials? That's the next big question. And the big disclaimer that Amber and I are going to put out is that we're not paid to endorse any of these businesses. These are just suggestions based on personal experiences and your mileage may vary. I'm sure Amber is going to do more of the in-person stuff, whereas I am the super duper online person.
I would like to add that we are not sponsored in any way nope. by any of these brands, paid or not.
Nope.
This is all just our own opinions that have only been influenced by either our own research or our own experiences.
And pretty much for me, everything is based on personal experiences.
There you go.
So do you want to start?
I can. I actually ended up having to do a lot of research because, like Val mentioned, I prefer to do a lot of my shopping in person. And the reason for that is because, speaking of personal experience, my personal experience with a lot of online stores has not been great. In other words, whenever I've ordered things online, it's either been of poor quality or not the shade of hue that I expected, to where it doesn't match something, or it was the wrong item entirely, or perhaps it was broken or, you know, stained, tore, cut in a weird place, where it wasn't usable the way I needed it to be usable. And all of those things could have been prevented had I been able to inspect it in person.
Mm.
And that's not just fabric. That's for a lot of different supplies, because stuff happens in transit. And so a lot of my preference is in person as much as I can. And so the first thing I would like to address are, I guess, what I would call basics. Mm. Things like PVA glue, things like paints, things like hot glue, little knickknacks like brads, or push pins that you might use for idea boards as you're crafting. If you're looking for very basic, like school supply type materials, please bear in mind that Michael's is not going out of business. Hobby Lobby is not going out of business. There will still be some art stores, and it's not just those two. There are places like Mardell's, for example, that also sell art supplies. So if you need basic supplies, you will still be able to generally get them in stores. That said, not every store carries every brand mm-hmm. that you might want. So for example, I'm a huge fan when I make props of Ceram Coat paints because they're very high quality paints compared to some of the other brands. But if I were to go to say Michael's or Walmart, they don't carry Ceram Coat. They carry paints, but they don't carry Ceram Coat paints. And so if you go to those stores, you're going to have to make the choice of whether or not you want to buy their brand, whatever it is that they carry, or if your heart is set on that brand, you may have to go online just because we can't find it in person anymore. Some of you might be lucky enough, like in the Northeast, for example, they have Blick art supply stores
right.
in person. And so you can go to those stores because they specialize in this sort of thing. Because paints was the very first thing I looked at, since prop making is so
Absolutely.
Very dependent on paint.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's acrylic paint, enamel paint, spray paint, all of those things. Spray paint, I can go to a hardware store. I can go to my local Ace, my local Lowe's, my local Home Depot, insert your local hardware chain here, like Harbor Freight.
I was about to ask, does Harbor Freight do acrylics? The funny thing is that there is a Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight does not do acrylics.
Oh,
they do
okay.
enamels and they do spray paints.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, because a lot of the hardware stores actually don't carry acrylic paints at all.
Right.
And the reason for that is partially because they are water-based. And so generally when you're working on projects, you want them to be waterproof. And acrylic paints don't lend themselves very well to that. Enamels are oil-based. So they are hydrophobic, which is a good thing for, you know, projects outdoors, especially. You want something that resists water. So that's why hardware stores will carry that sort of thing. You can still get them there. You may not be able to find some specialty items like the Krylon Fusion, the stuff that you use for plastic props and like PVC painting and
right.
such. You may or may not be able to find those at certain hardware stores, just because the smaller the store, the smaller the selection.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, just to kind of close off my segment because I've been talking for a while, is that if you don't find what you want in the store, some stores will let you order it online and then have it shipped to that store so that you can still pick it up in person, you can still inspect it in person, and in fact, if it's not what you want or if there's something that happened to it, you can return it right there in store too. You don't have to have it shipped to you, and a lot of times that will save you on shipping, especially if you're ordering a lot of something. So if you're ordering a whole set of spray paints. So that, just to say that, please check out your local stores for basic stuff, order online from them, have it shipped to the store where it's possible, but be prepared that your stuff just may not be there.
Somehow I knew you were going to start with paints, which is why I didn't go down that path, because you can also buy them directly from the manufacturer. It does take a little bit
yes.
of time to ship, but at least you know, if you're a Ceram Coat person like we are, or a folk art person mm-hmm. like I am, especially if they're metallics, at least I know I can always go to their website and buy direct. So that's nice.
Yeah, and weather is a factor for some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know it's going to be uber cold or uber hot outside, take that into account when they ship things to you,
yes.
because if it's a perishable item like paint, it's very affected by weather.
Yeah. I've experienced that on accident.
I mean, sometimes the containers of paint will explode.
Yeah. Yeah, they will.
Because they got too hot. Yeah. It happens.
It
and
happens.
Then it gets all over everything, and then you don't have a bottle of paint anymore. You have a bottle of what was once paint. So that is definitely an issue. But also, unless they ship it in a package that is puncture resistant, paint bottles are really weak to being punctured.
Mm-hmm.
And again, then the paint just goes
everywhere.
Yeah. So if you buy it from the manufacturer, generally they'll package it, hopefully the way they should, to prevent those sort of things. But it doesn't always happen. It's a risk.
I may have experienced that once.
Yeah.
Oops. And it's also happened to me with super glue too. The super glue bottle actually exploded.
Yes. adhesives are also highly subject to weather.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, to piggyback off of that, as kind of accessory items, I wrote down for sewing notions. So this is everything from your pins, your needles, to your clips, to everything extra in the sewing area that is not fabric. Madame Sew is one of my favorite places to go to. That's the one where I got a lot of like my oh gosh, my heat markers, which just easily you can stick them on, and literally you can put them on any fabric and you use an iron and it goes away and you never see the line ever again. It's brilliant. I bought a lot of stuff through them over the years. They're very reasonably priced, great shipping, really good customer service. So this is one that I highly recommend. But for any type of sewing notions, Madame Sew. And then also for trims, appliques, elastic, and beads. Trims by the Yard, that is the name of the online store because they have literally everything under the sun and all they do is trims and nothing else, which is great because it's very specialized and you don't have to worry about all the extras that are getting jumbled in there. So that kind of helps. Finding trims is always like, oh God, it's like a needle in a haystack sometimes. Because
Yes.
you get lucky at Joann and
Pun
you're like,
intended.
yeah, pun totally intended, because it's like you get lucky at Joann on occasions, and especially when Yahya Han had her selection come out, like there was more options for once, and it's like, okay, these are really, really nice. But as most of us know with cosplay, and especially if you do like Fate or Genshin Impact stuff, they got some weird trims on things that do not exist in reality. And you have to hunt for this stuff, and really online resources become your only location. And Trims by the Yard is one of the places where I'm like, I can find most of the stuff that I need here because it's weird enough and out of this world that I can make it work.
Golden d'Or, which used to be in downtown Dallas, it was one of our big fabric warehouses in the fabric district. They had an entire room dedicated to trims.
All trim and elastic because I still have my big 25-yard bolt of elastic that I'm still slowly chipping away through, and I'm so glad I got that sucker. Whoo boy, that saved me.
I miss that place.
I miss that place so much.
All right, well. Speaking of trims and beads and all things jewelry, you can still get some of that at Michael's. And I am reliably informed, like, I don't know if I would say this, but I have been informed that Michael's actually has a larger selection than not Hobby Lobby, than Joann's did.
Depending
In
on the
other words,
location, which
Michael's has a
store?
whole I don't know what they would call it, a whole board, a whole
Yes, a
section,
whole section.
dedicated to nothing but findings, not just beads, just the metal parts. So if you need specialty parts, you can try and look there. You may or may not find it. I mean, the whole needle in the haystack thing applies especially for beads and findings. If you are looking for filigree parts, those can be very difficult to find, like exactly what it is you want. You might have to kind of MacGyver something. But there are a whole host of places where you can also buy jewelry supplies if you want to do the whole online thing. And I'm pretty sure that most folks have heard of Fire Mountain Gems. That's kind of the big
Recommend.
one where a lot of people go. It's not just for beads, it's not just for findings, but if you want things like kabachans, the flat domes that a lot of people use on a lot of anime costumes that are gems basically for accents, you can buy those there too. And so you can get the acrylic ones, which are the plastic, the fake variety. And then if you want to pay more, you can actually get genuine gemstone kabachans if you want to be fancy about it. Another place that I've personally used is Plastic Beads Wholesale. Now, they don't sell as many real gemstones. They're pretty much all acrylic, plastic, fake, but they're actually pretty decent looking. And the foil backing is thick. So it's not suddenly going to wear away, which is really nice. It means that your gems will stay shiny and reflective for a long time, even if you glue them down, which is helpful. But the nice thing is that they are a bulk seller. If you only want like three or four of something, don't use
Don't
Plastic
sell
Beads Wholesale. But if you want to buy a pack of like 30 because you know it's something you'll use repeatedly throughout your cosplay career, it's very cost effective to do it that way. And they've gotten a lot more options in terms of sizes and colors than they used to. Because when I first bought from them, it was pretty limited to primary colors, more or less. And you had a very short range of sizes. Like I think they had 4 millimeter, 6 millimeter, 8, 12, 25, and 30, and that was it. But now they have a lot more range of size that you can choose from. All of this is if you don't want to cast your own. Because if you want to cast your own, there are places like Brick in the Yard that sell molding and casting supplies. There's also Tap Plastics and there's Reynolds Casting Company. And all of them sell casting supplies, both molding and casting supplies. And you'll be most interested in the resin ones because those are what you'll use to cast components for jewelry most of the time. If you want to cast the parts. Now, if you want to cast the metal parts, I don't know what to tell you because unless you're going to build a forge in your backyard, that's unlikely to be possible.
Hey, some people will go the extra mile for cosplay.
Right. So you can also visit a Barrel of Beads. You can visit JLL or Jill Wiseman Designs online as well. Those are all fairly large and well-known beaderies. Locally here in the DFW area, if you actually want gemstones and kabochins, there's also the Rock Barrel. And I know there's at least one other place in Dallas, and I can't remember the name of it offhand. I want to say it's called Bead Barrel, but
I don't know if that's
there's a
right.
couple of stores in person where you can actually go and pick up metal findings and beads and jewelry makings and things like that. If you want to buy fishing line, please do not do it from Walmart. This is nothing against Walmart, but people, I can already hear the audience going, why would you use fish line with jewelry? Because it's really strong.
It's surprisingly strong, guys. I've done it for a number of costumes.
And so you'll want to use it basically like thread, except the thread has several pounds worth of resistance to it, so it's harder to break, which is exactly what you want when you're making costumes. But I would say don't get the Walmart stuff. Just from personal experience, it breaks down over time. So initially, it's really strong. But over time, especially if you get it wet or if you wear it a lot, so if like human skin oils get on it tends to degrade really quickly and it will shatter
It
on you. And
will.
I've personally had that happen multiple times to the point where I will no longer use it. So if you're going to do something like that, buy actual Beadalon or Firewire or Fireline, I'm sorry, from a beadery if you're going to do it that way. I mean, you can try it. Go ahead. I'm not going to stop you. But unless you want to be repairing it on site at a con when something happens,
Right.
I would do it through the proper channels. The last thing I wanted to mention about all these stores with jewelry, with beads themselves especially, you get what you pay for.
Yes.
If you don't want to pay a lot and you want to get the very inexpensive beads for whatever reason, whether that's your budget or not, just bear in mind that you're going to get very inexpensive quality beads. Chances are they will be painted or they will be dyed, and that paint or dye will come off of that bead, in which case you will find out what was really underneath. That also goes for findings. If you have something that is silver, it may not actually be sterling silver unless it is labeled as such. It is probably copper or brass if you don't pay enough for it. And that finish will come off and it will tarnish and it will resume its normal color, which will probably clash with whatever you wanted the silver to match with. So keep that in mind that you may have to pay a little more than you would like. But you will thank yourself later when you get the better quality parts that will not shatter on you and beads that will not fade on you.
And I want to add to the bead part because Fire Mountain Gems, I second that wholeheartedly. But other two online resources I've used is Goody Beads and Beadaholic. Both of them,
Yes, Beadaholic is good.
that's a good one. Yeah, mostly they're acrylic beads, but they've got a lot of variety, a lot of colors, a lot of sizes, and weird shapes too. That's the thing I appreciate. Weird shapes that you would think, I can't find this. You could probably find it on Beadaholic. So really good reliable sources, and I've never had a problem with their shipping times. Usually, if I order it on a Monday, I magically get it on a Friday, even when I choose the slowest shipping option, and I'm like, oh, that's lovely. And they're pretty good about bulk orders too. So if you need a lot of it, it's a good source to go to.
And they run sales pretty regularly. I realize that we have watchers around the world that are not necessarily here in the States, but at least on the major holidays in the States, they do tend to run sales.
Yes. Okay, spinning from that, I thought yarn might be a good one too, because we do have a lot of
Yes.
cosplayers that love to include yarn. I've done it before. Some that are just exclusively yarn making cosplayers. So I'm sure they already know of a bunch of places, but if you aren't aware of them, the suggestions I have are Yarnspirations. That's all one word. I will make sure to include a document. Now I've gotten this great idea. And thank you, Amaris, for suggesting, like, hey, I'm gonna put all together a document at the end of this to link to so everybody
Yes.
has access to this. And then the other one is called Webs, WEBS, aka yarns.com. Simple. But you can also buy from the vendor directly, like Lion Brand. Whatever your favorite brand is, you can easily buy it direct, unless it's the Joann's brand, unfortunately, at this time. But there are so many yarn vendors online and so many yarn dyers online too. It is an endless pool of information. Honestly, your best bet is to go to Ravelry, which is like the crafting mecca forums, where they have just a slew of information on yarn for knitting and crocheting. So if you need a good place to start, go to Ravelry first, and you will easily find everything that you're looking for as far as a new supplier for all of your yarn needs.
There's also a store called Hobby, HOBII, or I think there might be two B's. Yeah, HOBBII.
I think it's two
Yeah.
B's.
Yeah. Like hobby, but spelled with I's instead of a Y. It's also a really popular store among crocheters specifically
Yes.
for various types of yarn. And they do run sales often on Hobby. Now, the quality of the yarn that you get has been somewhat hit or miss as of late. It's kind of unknown why that is, whether it's a manufacturing fluke, maybe, who knows, but just I've seen posts occasionally in some of the subreddits where people have kind of questioned what they got in their shipment. But otherwise, I would definitely recommend at least looking into it just because of the sheer selection they have. And surprisingly, a lot of cities have local yarn shops.
Yes.
And so, if you want to get hand-dyed yarn, if you want organic stuff, if you want specialty stuff like alpaca yarn,
Yes.
or if you want, say, merino wool yarn, that sort of thing, you can also check your local yarn shops, your local crochet and knitting places, to see if they carry hanks of it in store, because that way you can actually see the hue of the yarn that you're getting, especially if you're trying to match something that you've previously been working on, because just like fabric, yarn has dye lots. Found that out the hard way.
It always buy more than you assume you're going to need because, especially with the
Yes.
yarn dye lots, those are incredibly difficult to match. You think fabric dye matching is difficult? Try with yarn. It's a pain in the tush. Okay,
Yeah.
let's see. Quilting. Quilting is a weird one. But it's something that I know some cosplayers do for online sources, Fat Quarter Shop. You can't get any better than that place because they have any weird pattern you can possibly think of, it's there. The next option is Spoon Flower, because if you want something a little bit more custom, whether
Yes.
you make it yourself or it's something from the thousands and thousands and thousands of creators that are out there, they offer things in fat quarters that you can just buy and make whatever you need to want to make. It's great for masking supplies too. I still use them a lot for decorative masks when I do my weird little insert and all that funness. Those are two options for online. For physical store locations, Michaels has been introducing more fabric to more of their locations. You will find them often either in fat quarters or on the bolts. They primarily just do the quilter's cotton. So it's still within like the reason of what you would use quilting for. I haven't really seen them do any other type of fabrics. Most of their fabric stuff is just online only. So that's another option for if you want something in store.
Now, just to briefly address the fabric quarters that you get at retailers, you can still get standard broadcloth
Yes.
fat quarters, even at stores like Walmart if they have a craft section, or from Michaels, or from Hobby Lobby. And it's perfectly fine to get fat quarters from them. Just bear in mind that, again, you get what you pay for. They will be very standard broadcloth quarters, and they'll have a limited selection. So if you have a certain theme that you're going for, especially if you're doing, say, a nerdy quilt where you want specifically themed quarters that will go with your nerd theme, you probably won't be able to find those in retailers. But if all you want are just basic colors, say for the blocking of those nerdy squares, perfectly fine to get those from a standard retailer if you don't want to go online and do it all at once. I wouldn't trust those sorts of departments, though, for anything more than fat quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they carry other fabrics. I would not necessarily put
those.
My recommendation behind them.
I would not. 0 out of 10 would not recommend.
But the broadcloth fat quarters are okay.
Yeah, they,
I've used
they
them
do their job.
Before.
They do their job. Yes. And that's actually why I kind of like the Michaels ones. I started using them a couple
yes.
of years ago initially for making masks because I was really surprised by the quality
yes.
of the fabric. Because I was like, wow, this is better than what I was getting at Joann. I'm going to keep using them. And over the years, like this is the quality of the fabric now. And you get so many cool different patterns and colors these days. And it's really good stuff. Easy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Good sewing, easy to clean. I have no qualms with it. I've made a bunch of PJ bottoms out of this stuff.
Yep, and you can always, to an extent, recolor with dye.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Some of those back quarters, if it's not exactly what you want. Now, if it's a patterned fabric, that's not
that's
really
it's not gonna
an
happen.
But you can always try it.
Okay, next on my list, I got sewing patterns.
Yes, that is next on my list.
All right, well, you start first. What do you got for sewing patterns?
Okay, so I have three different stores, and this is in addition to places like eBay,
mm-hmm.
where you can find out-of-print patterns. If you're still looking for those, just make sure that you check the listing to see if the pattern is uncut.
Yes.
Because some people will sell used patterns. But it's only for the one size that they cut out of the pattern paper.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's not your size, well, GG, you get to resize it yourself.
Have fun.
So just make sure you check the listing that it's uncut for whatever that pattern is. Likewise, you can go to Etsy. Etsy will have sellers that sell both commercial patterns, so the big four, but they will also have people selling customized patterns. So if you send them your measurements, they will give you a customized pattern, or it may just be a pattern that they've drafted, but they include a bunch of sizes in it, just like the commercial patterns, just it's one that a person actually drafted. If you want cosplay patterns, Etsy is generally going to be more helpful for you over eBay, just generally speaking. Now, for the other places, I have three. I have Hey Cut Sew,
mm-hmm.
Who I believe we have actually reviewed before.
Yep.
On the show, and you can of course go back and find that in our archives. I also have The Sewing Loft, and I have Paper Cut Patterns. And the reason I chose those three is because they are independent sellers.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they are not one of the big four plus Berta. And the reason I say that isn't because I have anything against the big four. Heaven knows, you all have seen my massive collection of commercial patterns that I keep in a paper box, and I still purchase them every so often. No, the reason I say this is because at this point, most of the major pattern companies, the big four, are all owned by one company. So they're pretty much just all one company's patterns. And at least in my own opinion, there hasn't really been anything phenomenal out from them lately. The patterns are all pretty much the same as previous patterns, just with slightly different cuts and then maybe slightly different finishes. There's been very little in the realm of cosplay whatsoever. They've pretty much abandoned that. The McCall's cosplay line is gone.
Gone, yeah.
Simplicity hasn't really put out very much. I know that they do have a couple of partnerships that they're still pursuing with Rain. And I don't know if McCall's is still doing with Jay Hart or not. But I know that they do still have some partnerships with cosplayers. But just, I think if you want patterns for cosplay purposes, you need to go with the indie sellers like The Sewing Loft, like Paper Cut Patterns, like Hey Cut Sew. Because they'll be a little bit more useful to you as cosplayers.
Yeah, to kind of jump off of that, mm-hmm. one thing that I've recommended before and I've reviewed before on the show is Sewist, which is where
yes.
you get to make your own sewing pattern with your measurements. And usually it's a 24-hour turnaround. It is incredibly affordable. We're talking like $2.50 a pop. And it's literally
$2.50, not $250.
Yeah, $2.50. Good Lord. It is a digital pattern, so you do have to print it at home and put it together. But as somebody who has done it dozens of times, it is incredibly easy. It's a lot easier than a lot of the online patterns from the big four in the way that they set everything up. The great thing about it is that it's a lot of already pre-generated like styles, and it's just a matter of narrowing it down what you need to get the final look, and then it comes to you in your size. And every single time that I've done it so far, I have never had a single issue. The fit has been right on. I've never had to make adjustments, which is scary because my body is all over the place. And when I try to buy and use a commercial pattern, it never works out. I have to make a ton of adjustments to get to work, which is why I just draft all of my own stuff. So I highly recommend that. There is also sewingpatterns.com, which does have a lot of the big sewing manufacturers stuff, but also a lot of indie stuff on there too, and a lot of out of print items, which I was very surprised by. There were some where I was like, oh, I haven't seen that in maybe a decade. I remember when we reviewed it on the show 10 years ago, literally, and here it is. Wow, crazy. So that's another option too. And you can, if you are a big fan of the big pattern companies, you can just buy direct from them. They do ship stuff. You can also do an online download for you to print out yourself.
Yes. And a lot of pattern companies right now offer both options. Yes. So you can always do the whole PDF thing. Just keep in mind, if you do it that way, you're going to have to print it out and assemble it. Or they'll ship you the whole tissue paper thing.
Yep.
Or sometimes they'll actually print it on like decently thick paper and not just tissue paper, which is really nice for when you have to store them. But most of the both commercial and indie ones now offer subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Or packages to where you can get multiple patterns, or you can get them over time so that you get like two patterns of your choice a month kind of thing. And they have different tier levels for those. And so they're also nice gifting options if you have somebody that enjoys that sort of thing. But two things that I wanted to mention, because one is related to Joanne's actually directly. one is that bear in mind that even if you give them your measurements and they ship you back a pattern, you need to check it.
Yes.
Because there's every possibility that you're still going to have to make tweaks to it. Because mistakes are made. I mean, that's the long and short of it. Mistakes sometimes just get made. And so you're going to want to double check that pattern and still make a mock-up of it before you cut your real fabric, especially if you're using expensive fabric that you can't get any more of. Totally not speaking from experience. And the other thing, the thing that's directly related to Joanne's, is with their Ditto machines, which of course we have also reviewed on the show.
Right.
And it is their little projector system where you basically hold it from or hang it from the ceiling and it projects your pattern, which is usually on a little SD card, and it projects it down onto the fabric and then you trace it without having to worry about having tissue paper.
Right.
Which is all fine and good, except that the Ditto runs on a subscription that is mandatory. You can't just plug in your own patterns to it. You actually have to pay to subscribe to their service for patterns. And it has to have an internet connection, so you can't use it offline. Well, with Joanne's filing bankruptcy, Ditto is one of their brands. And so now everybody who owns a Ditto who had that subscription service is kind of left in the lurch at this point, because no one knows what's going to happen to Ditto. And if they shut down the Ditto servers, then you basically have a really expensive brick because they won't work anymore. Not to mention that they don't have a way of loading patterns onto it manually instead of getting it from that server that they just shut down. And so that's something to consider whenever you have subscription services like this, is they may not last forever.
Yeah.
And so you need to, as much as you can, have hard copies of these patterns, so that if that service goes away, you still have what you paid for and you can use it.
Good disclaimers. Okay, the last thing that I have before I go into my big list of fabric stores is sewing machine parts.
Yes.
Because, you know, things from like that little light bulb that you really should change out. It's been 5 years, Michael, change out that light bulb. You might want to consider doing that. But it's also for other things too, like presser feet, you know, random assortments of things. If you actually are comfortable going into your machine and replacing the parts and not taking it to a shop, the place that I would recommend is Sewing Parts Online. They literally carry everything from every brand. Like, I just went and started looking for something really abstract for my machine. They had it. I was like, okay, I guess I know where I'm going from here on out. And I've been using them for a couple of years. They are very, very good, good quality. I have no complaints with them. I'm sure that there are a bunch of other places too. You can definitely buy directly from the manufacturer. That is without a question. Sometimes it's a little bit more expensive.
But if you're concerned with having OEM parts,
yes.
Or if you're... sewing machine is one of those where in the warranty, which you should read your warranty
paperwork. Warranties.
If it says, like, if you use third-party parts, then your warranty is voided, you need to pay attention to that. Because if you have a really expensive computerized machine, you're going to want to use OEM parts on it so that you maintain that warranty.
Exactly. That's the big thing. And Sewing Parts Online does do mostly OEM stuff. They do have a couple of off-brand things. Like when it comes to like the light on my machine, I don't care what brand it is. It's the same light everywhere. Also, it's well out of warranty because it's a decade old now. Right. So it doesn't matter anyway. But at least I know that if I want OEM parts, I can still get OEM parts without it paying the OEM price.
Yes. And sewing machine parts are definitely something that you don't want to cheap out on.
No.
If you don't have the budget for it right now, that is okay.
That's okay.
You can wait. And it's actually better if you wait, because the better quality parts will not only last you longer, but they also don't shatter. And I mean that in a very literal sense, because bad sewing machine needles, like cheap needles on your sewing machine, will literally shatter. And they can injure you. And I don't say this to scare people. I'm only saying this so that you know, like, please don't go and buy a whole pack of like 2 dozen sewing needles for 50 cents online.
No,
please don't.
Please don't do that.
Invest in the decent quality stuff and also maintain your machine. Mm-hmm. So along with the parts, make sure that you're also buying your maintenance materials, like the sewing machine oil. You can get canned air if you feel like it, to just make sure that you're getting all of the dust and all of the thread particulate out of your moving parts. Make sure that you take off the embroidery arm once in a while and actually clean out your sewing machine, inspect all the parts, make sure everything's moving the way it's supposed to. It'll last you a long time. There have been sewing machines that have lasted generations.
Oh, literal generations.
Like the cast iron ones that some people still have that have gone through like 3-4 generations of families that are still working perfectly.
They're pretty.
It's because they maintained them.
They maintain them and they're very pretty.
Yes.
I would love one.
They're also very heavy.
They're very heavy.
Do not drop.
Good for the zombie apocalypse.
Don't drop. Yeah, also, they do bludgeoning damage.
Yeah. Bludgeoning plus 5 damage.
Oh, that's more than plus 5.
All right. Anything else on your list before we move to fabrics?
No.
Okay. Do you want to start with fabrics then?
So the fabrics is where I am actually weakest, because this is one of those things that I don't like buying online at all.
Understandable.
I have had not great luck occasionally with dye lots. I have had not great luck with piecing of fabrics, where I will buy, say, 8 yards, but it came in 2 cuts.
I hate when that happens.
And the cut was in a place that I could not use. And so I had to cut the fabric in a way it was not intended to be cut, because normally when you cut pattern pieces, they have them lined up on the bias and they're all going the same direction so that you're outfit looks copacetic. I could not do that. I had to turn the pieces because it was all the fabric that I had, and I didn't want to risk buying another set, because again, dye lots is a thing, and it's actually worse if you have fabric that is slightly off and doesn't match, let alone if you have like the proper length of it. I think having colors that don't match is actually worse.
It's worse, and you can tell. There's just something. It's not just you personally can tell. Everybody else can tell when it's just something is wrong with the colors.
And it's not just a lighting thing. It's not like, oh, well, if I, you know, outside it looks fine versus indoors.
No.
You can tell no matter what the lighting is.
You know.
Yeah, at that point, you may as well just use one set for lining, where people aren't going to see it at all. Yeah, the only one that I really know about is Mood Fabrics and Spoonflower, which we've already discussed Spoonflower. I'm pretty sure a lot of folks already know
Know
about
that,
Spoonflower.
yeah.
Spoonflower is great. It can get a little bit pricey, even for basic fabrics, even if you're not doing a custom pattern on it. And likewise, Mood Fabrics, the price varies.
Yes.
The one thing I would say, rather than having specific stores, because I know you're going to have all of the stores on the list,
Hi.
is this is yet another moment of you get what you pay for. If you see something that is a really nice looking fabric on paper, it has a good hand, it has glowing reviews, has a phenomenal price, machine washable, like if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And unfortunately, in the age that we live in, you can't trust all the reviews that you read anymore,
Right.
which is very unfortunate when you're a novice like me and you're trying to find out, is this actually good fabric? Is this worth my money and my time? Because with online only stores, you also have to return it online only, which means you have to ship it back to them. And not every store will pay for that. Sometimes you have to pay to return it to them in the first place. And some stores have very strict return policies, like you can't have washed it, you can't have cut it. Some stores will even say you can't have opened the package for you to be able to return this. And basically, doing any of those things voids your ability to return it. And when you spend the amount of fabric that we sometimes spend on cosplay, that's not cool.
I can definitely say all of my suggestions have wonderful return and exchange policies. Don't worry.
Yes. But do make sure that you read those policies
Yeah.
in advance of buying anything for that store. Read reviews on multiple websites, not just their own, not just Google. Like, go look at multiple places. Go
Look at
look
multiple
at,
places. Go look at Reddit. Go look at the
yes,
sewing at Reddit.
go look at the subreddits for these things. Like, there's a cosplay Reddit, there's a sewing Reddit, there's a
Yep.
crafts Reddit, there's a crochet Reddit, there's a beading, there's a painting. There are subreddits for everything.
Yep.
Go not only read in there, but just ask in there and say, hey, I'm looking at buying this thing. Does anybody have any experience with this? People do it all the time. Just get your information first before you go through doing these things so that you don't waste your money and your time. Your turn.
Yay. Okay, this is the Val section. Hi. So one thing I would suggest for supplementary material before I start listing off all these places is if you are unsure of what to buy, because maybe you just need to learn more about the fabric, the texture, the quality, the drape, like is this the right weight? Is this not? I have a book recommendation, one that I've never made before, and I feel kind of dumb for now only bringing it up. It's called Fabric for Fashion, The Swatch Book. It's by Clive Hallett and Amanda Johnson. It's a textbook, so it's going to be a little pricey. We're talking anywhere from like 75 to 150, depending on where you buy it, or maybe you get it at half price books. Good luck you. It's very pricey, but it is incredibly valuable because it is a textbook that actually has real fabric swatches in there for you to inspect. So you actually know what the heck you're going to buy before you buy it. It also does close-up photos of fabrication and yarn windings, as well as information about weights, construction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's something that you will use continually, and I have gotten so much use out of this dumb book. I don't know why I've never mentioned it before. I have it currently sitting in one of my boxes, which is why I didn't pull it out today. But it's something where it's like, if you just want to be like, I don't know if this fabric is going to work for this character, without having to worry about ordering a couple of swatches online and waiting for them to arrive 2 weeks later, you can just open up the book and see right then and there, oh, this corduroy is not going to work. I need to move over to this type of suiting fabric instead. So, not required, but it's a helpful suggestion for everybody.
Some places actually used to mail you swatches on request, and they would do it for either very low cost or free.
Yeah, some places still
Nowadays, you
do.
have, yeah, most places I think now charge you, even if it's just shipping, if they don't charge you for the swatches. Some places charge you for both, so you have to pay both for the shipping and the swatches. Just check that before you ask for the swatches.
Yeah, depending if it's a small independent store, they tend to be really cool about you just paying only shipping. And especially if you get like five plus swatches, then usually like, okay, the swatches are free, but you got to cover shipping. Some places swatches are only like $1.50, or if it's like a really nice expensive fabric, then it might be like $2.50, $3.50. So something to kind of keep in mind.
And they're good to keep around too, because you might use that fabric in the future. So then, you know, for those of us that have used wig and we have the wig rings with all the different hair swatches on it, some people actually have
swatch
cloth
rings.
Yeah. Swatch rings.
Absolutely. Okay, so for your basic staples, this is like your cotton and the much better cost of satin than what's currently at Joann. Online fabric store and fabric wholesale direct. You want your basics, those two places will have it. If OFS doesn't have it, FWD will, and vice versa. They both have very similar shipping policies, return policies, and literally it's just basics, basic, basics. They got them, and they always do good. If you need random fabrics of just whatever, Mood is a good go-to. The price range on that is going to vary. They do have a lot of very expensive, high-end, really nice fabrics, but they are.
And then they also have a lot of inexpensive fabrics.
Yes. If you've ever watched Project Runway, that is Mood. Yes, it still exists.
Yes.
The next up is NY Designer Fabrics, which is very similar to Mood, but not as expensive. And then the other one I have is Fashion Fabrics Club / Denver Fabric / Fabric Depot. It is all the same umbrella, the same company. If you go to the websites, they all look exactly the same with just slightly different color schemes, but they have a huge warehouse of fabric and a lot of really fun colors and prints. I've actually had good luck with getting suiting fabric and jersey there. So that's a good option for stretchy stuff. And then of course, Michaels. Michaels surprisingly has a very robust online fabric section that they do ship to you. So
online.
Online only.
Not in store is different.
Online only. And I mean, they even carry fur. So there's an option there. Stretch fabrics. Spandex House, Spandex World. Spandex House, after many, many years, has finally updated their cart system where they no longer call you to approve your order. So that's how old I am, kids. But really two wonderful resources. They have great basics, great linings. But then also if you just need some weird, funky dragon skin stretch mesh fabric, they got it. They got everything. It's good. And then the last one that I have is for clear white and off-white fabrics and natural fibers, specifically for dyeing purposes, Dharma Trading Company.
That was the other one that was on my list that I forgot.
Yeah, very high quality in their cottons and silks, and very reasonably priced. Very reasonably
priced. They also sell the paints and the dyes that you need to work with those fabrics.
Because that is their bread and butter, is they are painting and dyeing. But they started the fabric thing a couple of years ago. I want to say maybe even 8 or 9 years ago. I don't know how long it's been.
It was before pandemic.
Yeah, well before pandemic, but recent enough in my memory to be when I started using Dharma, they didn't sell fabrics. But now that they do, and you can get them in really 56, 58, even up to 62 wide. So you can get some big chunky bits of fabric from them. But really good quality. I highly recommend them. And that is what I have as far as my options, because if you can't find it at the basic staples, you can buy it at the random fabrics. It's going to be one or the other.
And another kind of odd one that folks might not think of, check out estate sales.
Yeah, estate sales are a great way also for getting new sewing machines.
Yes. And you can find a surprising amount of fabric sometimes uncut at estate sales. And you can also do the same, not as much about uncut fabric, but you can find clothing that you can actually take apart and reuse the components of at places like Goodwill or Salvation Army stores.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they may have just bolts of fabric. It depends on what people donate, but check out some of the donation venues basically to see if they have anything in stock, because you might be surprised. They actually have a lot of yarn at Goodwill and Salvation Army stores, because whenever people run out of space to store their stuff, they donate it, especially if they haven't used it. And so you can actually just get a trash bag full of yarn for a really good price at a Goodwill.
Yep.
It depends on the goodwill near you, obviously, where none of these things that we're telling you are always like 100% good or 100% bad. Like, people have posted both good and bad experiences about all the stores that we've mentioned here. So that's not to downplay any of them. Every store we've listed here is worth looking into. But also check in on some of these other places where you can get really good deals that you might not think of.
Yeah, that is all on my list.
I feel bad because when I was talking about hobby earlier, it was like, yeah, it's hit and miss. And I was like, no, that made it sound really bad. Hobby is actually like a good store. But like all things online, when people post reviews of it, there's both good and bad reviews. So I just wanted to make sure I was like being even-handed with my coverage. Michael's looking for anime-themed fabric, and it's only suggesting fake fur. That seems like a recommendation engine problem.
I was about to say. But also, how funny that I mention it, and then that's what comes up. Michael's is listening.
It's listening to us.
It's listening to us.
Now, granted, there are many components to cosplay that we haven't covered here.
Sure.
That you may find at Joann's, especially if you're looking for individual items like notions that they sell, things like buttons and such. We can't cover the whole panoply of things that go into cosplay, so we've done our best here to give you an idea for at least the major pieces to your cosplay that you might have once basically used Joann's for as your primary. These are all alternatives that you can use for those things. It's just not a comprehensive list because we'd be here for days.
Yeah. Many of the websites that I've mentioned do carry sewing notions like zippers, buttons, thread. It's pretty much like a staple of if you have a fabric store, you're going to carry thread and some of these other things too. So definitely give them a look, see what's available. And, you know, you may just have to go on a hunt, unfortunately. It's just one of those things where if you need something really, really special and weird and unusual and you don't want to make it yourself, like either cast it out of resin or whatever, you're going to have to do an online hunt, and I wish you luck.
The last thing I'll say on this is, as a consideration for online store buying, for those who may be very accustomed to getting them in person, if you have a project that has a deadline, you need to account for shipping.
Yeah, sooner than deadlines. Later.
And you also need to account for the fact that even if they tell you it's going to arrive in a week, it might not. You need to account for shipping delays as well. So if you have an urgent project that's coming up that has a deadline that's very soon, then you may need to consider paying for expedited shipping on that just to make sure it gets to you on time, because you can't start using it until it arrives to you. And if something happens, like inclement weather and such, that's out of their control, it's going to delay your shipment. And that will impact the cosplay that you're making for the deadline. So buying online means that you have to have a lot more planning, and you have to do a lot more things further in advance than you might have if you could just go to the store in person, pick it up, come home, start using it immediately. And yes, I know Amazon has like same day shipping and such. Not everybody does, and not everybody offers it. And so it's just something to consider if you have projects that have a deadline.
And for me, much love to all the employees of Joann. I'm genuinely sorry that you're having to deal with the nonsense. And hopefully whatever happens, you all land on your feet very, very quickly, that the customers are kind, and that the sales madness is not as big of a headache as we all anticipate it's going to be.
Yeah, it's just not a good situation all the way around.
No, which it's unfortunate. It's just, I know for some people, they're lamenting the fact that that's their only craft store in the area. And I feel for them, but I genuinely feel for the employees because they're getting saddled with all the responsibility and they still have to look for a new job at the end of the day. And that's not a position anyone wants to be in.
Yep. This is where we as a community can really help by being kind.
Kindness goes a very long way.
Yes. All right. And I think on that,
we're done.
We're good.
We are wrapping up.
All right. Like Val said, All of what you've heard us talk about today, all of these different stores and such, will be in the show notes so that you can have a nice happy spreadsheet of alternative resources in the case that Joann's does unfortunately completely close down all of their stores. But of course, if you have resources that you would like to share with the community that everybody should know about, feel free to let us know on any of our social media, which of course you can find here.
For those who are watching us, the information is located underneath. Amber has been, always will be. I don't want to change it ever again. For those who are listening, visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram as Cosplay Podcast, on YouTube as CosPodcast, and on Blue Sky as CosPod.
You can also email us, podcast@cospod.org, where we have been for the last 13 years.
Woo.
Maybe for the next 13
years.
We will also answer you along with curated Nick Cage memes.
Guaranteed. The folder is there. It's ready to be used. I still have a couple of holiday ones. Maybe I should save those.
Yeah, let's save those.
Okay.
Otherwise, please stay safe. Stay healthy out there. There's a ton of bugs going around.
Yeah.
Keep wearing all those cosplays so that we can all see your smiling, shining faces at a convention local to us ASAP. Otherwise, we will see you next time in episode 302. Happy cosplaying, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.